Hi, this is Pastor Chuck Allen, and welcome back to another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. Today, I would love for us to get started on the concept of being strong and courageous. Now, if you've been listening for several months, you know this is a recurring theme on this podcast. But I believe a major obstacle to continuing our growth in Christ is the temptation to allow fear to dominate us. I mean, why else would Jesus repeatedly tell his disciples on no uncertain terms, fear not? The command of God to Joshua, the great leader of Israel, who led them into the land of Canaan, the land flowing with milk and honey, holds as true to us today as it was to Joshua when he was raised up to lead Israel. And if you're wondering where that comes from, listen to what the text says. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Now, let's put this into perspective here, because at almost every level in our life, we have experienced fear of some kind, or we have experienced doubt of some kind. I don't know of anybody that doesn't have some level of insecurity in their life. But I do believe at the point where our insecurities connect with our convictional beliefs, that courage is welled up within us, strength and courage. Today, I want to encourage you on this briefer than usual podcast. I want to give you plenty of time to stop and work through these next four prayer questions that I think you ought to ask out loud when you're alone in your car, or maybe when you've stopped or in a quiet place that you read your Bible or pray or whatever your deal is. But take this time of meditation and look for answers from heaven on these four questions. Number one, what area in my life do I know I am weakest at? Now think about that. What area of my life am I the most vulnerable, the weakest in my position? It's interesting that, the weaker the point, the more vulnerable and accepting we are of what Satan and evil would like to do in our life. So ask yourself, where am I really that vulnerable? Where am I really that weak? Write that word down, all right? Just stop there. Just write that word down. Question number two, where in my life are my strengths? What are the things where I know this is when I'm functioning this way and I'm in this zone, this really is in my strength. Write that down. If it's a sentence, it's a paragraph, it's a word, whatever it is, write it down. Question number three. Now I want to ask you, all right, where are the greatest opportunities that I have to improve on those weaknesses and strengths in the next 30 days? What are the things I know that would be easily improved if in the next 30 days? And the final question, what is it that I could do to ensure that that change happened? You know, the old saying in counseling is that nothing changes until something changes. I don't believe we ever get stronger until we work our way through these questions. So where's the great weakness, the blind spot, the vulnerability in my life? Identify it. And when we identify it, then we can go to the other end of the spectrum and be really clear on this. These are the areas when I'm functioning in this world, in this way, then I am at my greatest peak. I'm at the greatest strength point. And then those last two questions, okay, so what are the areas where I know would have easy changes in my life? Maybe I could help change the nature of my life if I knew I went to a gym consistently and I worked out, or if I considered I would start listening to these podcasts and reading my Bible on a regular basis, whatever that is. And then the fourth one, okay, what am I going to commit to in the next 30 days to make sure that something changes so that something changes? Now I want to encourage you. When we get there, all of a sudden, we have the ability to hear this. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Listen, my friend, that's the goal. Joshua 1:9, make sure you underline it, highlight it, and I'll be sure to see you again tomorrow. Hey, make sure you share this. Look at the buttons below. Share it on Facebook, Instagram, share it on Twitter, whatever your social networks are. But I really want to encourage you, share these so that everybody can have a word of encouragement that needs one. God bless you. See you tomorrow.